Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
I totally dig this new stuff. This is a new song from Wolfgang Van Halen and his new band, Mammoth. Good afternoon. Welcome to Dana and Parks.
Welcome back.
Did I miss anything?
Yeah, just a few things.
What the hell happened?
What is it with you and vacation and COVID restrictions?
It's a C-word free zone today, Sam.
Sorry, blank restrictions.
Sam. The last time I got onto a plane was March of 2020.
Uh-huh.
And we went down to Mexico. And while we were in Mexico, the whole world changed. And we came back to a really weird deal. This time, we go to New Hampshire. We're just getting away. We're stuck. I don't even want to say stuck. We were happily stationed on a little island. Kelly's boss has a vacation home on this little island in this big lake in New Hampshire. No television, very, very spotty internet service. We had two Sea-Doos, a boat, and a fishing rod.
Sounds delightful.
I get to the airport in Manchester, New Hampshire, late yesterday afternoon. The whole world changed. We didn't even know.
One of the things you missed yesterday was my complete and utter breakdown over all things that word that will not be spoken on this show.
Yes. I did get, when I got to the airport, your videos, and we laughed. They were funny.
I did say yesterday that I cannot share on the air. And so I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad your flight was fine. Boy, do I have the funniest story from one of my girlfriends who was also on a plane yesterday. You can say it. She was on a plane that was trying to get to Chicago.
From here?
From Indy.
Oh, from Indianapolis. Okay.
And you know how right when you sit down, you're making small talk. I mean, hey, how you doing? Let's get over here.
Are you from here?
Are you going to take the armrest? Really? Okay. So she just said normal small talk with the guy in the seat next to her. This stuff always happens to her, and I don't know why. I just get this text. I'm just going to read it, okay? That says, and my seatmate just got escorted off the plane in handcuffs. In fact, no way. Oh, my God, at KCI? No, Chicago. Why does this always happen to me? And we go back and forth. I'm like, did you take a picture? She's like, hell no, I didn't take a picture. These four, she hears a commotion toward the front of the airplane. And she says four of the largest, angriest federal law enforcement officers you have ever seen board their plane. And she's like, you just knew. I mean, they were walking with purpose.
They knew who they were coming for.
They were walking right toward her. And she's like, what is happening?
Right.
And I think the guy sitting next to her, who is either a fugitive or a terrorist or a drug lord, knew that they were there for him because he didn't seem surprised at all. Stood up. They cuffed him.
You got me.
Removed him from the. And she's like, we were just discussing like what we were doing in Chicago.
Really?
Yes.
Do they wear like.
Like the flak jackets.
But was there a name on it?
Yeah. She said these were the largest men and they were wearing, and this is why she didn't take a photo. She goes, if you had seen these men, you wouldn't have taken a photo either. She said the jacket said federal counterterrorism task force.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, I don't know. I asked my husband, I said, because he's on a plane today, and I said, could that be like a drug offense? And he goes, that would be the DEA.
Yeah, that would be Drug Enforcement Agency.
Would not be the Joint Counterterrorism Task Force.
Wow.
So I'm like, were you sitting next to a terrorist? I mean... And if so, how did he get on the plane?
Where are you from?
I mean, we have a database of these people, don't we?
Well, but maybe he was using like an alias or something and they just got wind of him being on there. Have you not seen season 6 of Bosch yet? I mean, come on!
Please tell me she asked what he did for a living.
Well, I would have said, I mean, you know me, I would have been like, not only am I pulling out my cell phone, what are you going to do, arrest me? Probably. Not only am I pulling out my cell phone, like, right. I want to know everything about the guy. Who are you? What did you do? What do they suspect you of? I mean, he could have been like a serial killer, and she's never going to know.
He's not a serial killer. He's a suspected terrorist.
Yes, the jacket said Department of Counterterrorism.
That's not the group you want coming to get you.
I know, on an airplane.
You want five guys, not those guys.
Let's just say that he's on a list that you'd prefer to not be on.
Man.
I agree with you, Sam, but if he is on said list, how the hell did he get on said airplane?
Well, I'm assuming that people who are in that sort of said business use said aliases to board planes because everybody knows that their real name is no good.
All day I've been Googling, like, airport arrest, Department of Counterterrorism. Well, no results.
There's not going to be a news story on that.
But you know me, I'm like, did no one on that airplane pop their cell phone out?
Man. That Carrie had an exciting little flight. The only thing, our flight, this was the first time I'd flown since the C word started.
Yeah.
And everything was fine. You know, you don't direct flight into Manchester, New Hampshire. Yeah. So we had layovers everywhere coming to and going to and coming back. The only thing I had, the Karate Kid movie had less kicks in it than the kid behind me yesterday.
Oh, did you have a seat kicker?
Oh, my God. And a top of the seat pullbacker.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sitting there just trying to read my book.
How old was the kid?
10. He was with his mom.
He doesn't mean to. He didn't even realize he's doing it.
And he was fidgety because it was his first flight.
Did you show him mercy? This to be your last flight? That's what I would have said.
Listen, kid. I know this is your first time. These doors do open. Don't believe what you hear on the news.
Make it your
These doors do open in flight, and I will throw your ass out.
You ever heard of D.B. Cooper?
Ever heard of D.B. Cooper? Got a parachute? Oh, no? Really? So, no, it was his first flight.
God bless him. We
were leaving out of Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
Coming back to Kansas City. And I swear, and you know, I've flown a million times. Turbulence still bothers me, but you know you're going to get through it, and you just kind of...
The plane wants to be in the air.
Yeah.
Pilot told me that once.
But, I mean, the play-by-play from this mom and the kid, we're hitting the turbulence. He'd never been in turbulence before.
Right. He's, whoa!
So, yeah, every 2 seconds, whoa!
Yeah.
I started getting nervous.
Yeah. That is contagious on an airplane.
Yeah. Then I start thinking to myself, are we going down?
Like the C word. Fear is a contagious thing when it's a bumpy ride.
I know. And I normally I'm just like, we're going through a little bit of turbulence. No big deal. This kid started freaking me out. I started to think we're going down. Anyway, trip was wonderful. I'm not going to say we were roughing it because we had a nice little cabin. Uh-huh. It was a very nice cabin. but we were rough.
You're glad to be back with Netflix.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm glad to have you back.
May the Bosch binging continue.
Do what? Say what?
May the Bosch binging continue.
Oh, yeah. It's back on. Yep. All right. The show Arthur. Did you ever watch that with your kids?
Yeah.
It's been canceled after 25 seasons.
Arthur. I thought you meant Dudley Moore.
Oh, no.
When you get caught between the moon and New York City.
No. The kids show Arthur has been canceled after 25
years. Oh.
Yep. Final season of the iconic show will air next year, according to according to producer Carol Greenwald, who spoke with CBS. Arthur is the longest running kids animated series in history.
No way.
Yeah. And is known for teaching kindness, empathy, inclusion, blah, blah, blah.
And is known for the character?
Arthur.
DW.
Okay.
That's why we have a DW in the office. We have his annoying little sister is DW.
Oh.
They call her DW. So a listener sent me that doll years ago.
Here we go. Greenwald's statement comes as an original developer of the show, Kathy Wall, revealed the show's conclusion during a Finding DW podcast from earlier this month. She said the team had a wrap party 2 years ago. The show is no longer in production.
So it's the
longest
am
running.
Stunned that Arthur is the longest running. Because, you know, Simpsons is not a kid's cartoon.
No.
Because Simpsons trumps all of that. Or South Park, which one is it?
It's the longest running kids animated. That's the key.
Because, animated. You know,
Sesame Street's been on forever. Show debuted in 1996.
Wow. See, I don't live in that world anymore. I wouldn't have missed it because I'm not on PBS watching Arthur with toddlers anymore. Should I answer this spam risk?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'd like to talk to you about your car's extended warranty.
I would like you to not talk to me about that.
All right. Huge earthquake in Alaska. They say the
fracking.
They say the biggest in decades.
Are you serious?
Biggest earthquake in the United States in decades. We'll get into Simone Biles, how her sponsors are reacting.
Yep.
This is a spoiler alert. So if you're waiting till tonight, give us 15 seconds to say something real quick.
Okay. There you go.
She backed out of another event today. Another one today.
Here's what I will tease on the program coming up that got me in trouble with Facebook for the way I worded it, and I will not apologize. Coming up on the Dana and Parks program, under a very narrow set of circumstances, sometimes someone deserves to get punched in the face.
By law enforcement.
And we are going to talk about that very case coming up. I am not advocating assault or battery. I'm just saying, sometimes someone mm-hmm. is so awful that if you punch them in the face, I'd go, well, he kind of had it coming.
And it's a local story.
It is a local story.
Yeah, we'll get to that at 3 o'clock. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III here on Dana and Parks. Reunited. I just want to address this real quick, and then we're going to move on to Simone Biles.
Shh. Reunited, hey. Here, you be Herb and I'll be Peaches. Go.
Okay. I don't know which one is which.
Fair point.
Anyway, just a couple folks on the text line are saying, I'm disappointed you guys aren't going to talk about, and I'll just break the rule here for just a second, that you're not going to talk about COVID. This is our show. We want to talk about it.
What does one want to say?
What can we possibly say that you don't? This is not something that is going to make you laugh or even make you think, which is the goal of this show, is to do one of those two, or if we can, both. But people are already in their trenches. They're blaming them. They're blaming them. Nothing we say is going to alleviate the problem that we all know is out there. We also didn't talk about the Mueller report 2.5 years ago. Not one word came out of our mouths about the Mueller report because it was everywhere else. If you're a news connoisseur, you know where to go get it. If you're a talk radio connoisseur, or you really like, you know, opinion-based radio, you've already got your opinion, so what's the point?
The only thing, and this is so sad, but it is true, and I tweeted about this about 20 minutes ago, the only thing that's getting anyone to change their mind specifically in Springfield
is death.
Is death. Mm-hmm. And it even makes me mad when I see relatives say, here's a photo of this healthy 27-year-old who's on his last breath. He's on a ventilator, double lung pneumonia. He's dying. And the relatives today came out and said, we were all so dead set against getting this vaccine, and now we're begging everyone, please get the vaccine.
Yep. There's nothing more to say.
It's hard for me to even read that.
There's nothing more to say. If you want updates on COVID,
you know where to get it.
You either know where to get it, or Mark Lavoy or Rebecca Crockett will have it at the bottom and top of every hour, I promise. Moving on. If you're following the Olympics, and there's a quick spoiler alert coming in here, so give us 15 seconds. Okay, here we go. Kansas City Star. Star gymnast Simone Biles has withdrawn from today's all-around competition at the Tokyo Olympics to focus on her mental health. We've heard this story all week.
Yep.
In regards to other competitions that she's withdrawn from. The organization, U.S. Gymnastics, says, and I quote, Simone will continue to be evaluated daily to determine whether or not to participate in next week's individual event finals. Biles, a four-time gold medalist, flew off the mat during a floor exercise on Sunday, then stumbled to the vault. We all know the story about Simone Biles. Here's this from the Associated Press. I hope I'm not I couldn't get radio up there in New Hampshire, so if I'm stepping on toes from days past, just let me know. Simone Biles' sponsors, including Athleta and Visa, are now lauding her decision to put her mental health first and withdraw from the gymnastics team competition during the Olympics. This is from the Associated Press. Latest example of sponsors praising athletes who are increasingly open about mental health issues. Tennis star Naomi Osaka found widespread support. You remember when she withdrew from the French Open earlier this year. It goes on to what Biles can still compete in at the 2020 Olympics, but that her sponsors are standing by her.
Okay. For every action, there is a reaction. And the Texas Deputy Attorney General is in hot water today and has apologized after calling Simone Biles, quote, a national embarrassment.
Who said that?
Texas's Deputy Attorney General.
Oh.
Has received backlash for tweeting that Simone Biles was a national embarrassment when she withdrew from the team gymnastics finals. Aaron Wrights on Tuesday tweeted a video of the gymnast Carrie Strug. We all remember that iconic moment in Olympic history.
Right.
Strug, who competed with an injured ankle to help Team USA win gold. He wrote, and I quote, over the Strug video, contrast this with our selfish, childish, national embarrassment, Simone Biles.
Wow.
Contrast this with our selfish, childish, national embarrassment, Simone Biles. Biles, by the way, is from Houston.
Oh, okay. So she's same state. All right.
Let
me ask you a quick question.
And just, wow.
We had this conversation over breakfast this morning at our house. I understand that Simone Biles and the U.S. women's soccer team and all these athletes over in Japan represent, in a way, the United States of America. But why do we almost vicariously...
No, we expect them to be great for our entertainment. Are you not entertained?
Thank you, Gladiator.
Are you not entertained? Listen to his lame, he's going to be fired apology. My personal social media comments do not represent Attorney General Paxton or the Office of the Attorney General. So the first sentence out of the gate with his apology, Scott, is covering his own you-know-what, saying, please know this is not what the Attorney General thinks. Those were my comments. In a moment of frustration and disappointment, I opined on subjects for which I am not adequately versed. That was an error. I cannot imagine what Simone Biles has gone through. Simone Biles is a true patriot and one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. I apologize to her and I wish her well.
No, you don't.
No, he doesn't.
No, you don't. I hate the apology.
First sentence.
Be a man.
My personal social media does not represent the Attorney General's office. I just want to say that first. The very last thing he says, I wish her well.
But you don't wish her
no,
well.
He doesn't. Of course he doesn't.
You're either catering to a specific audience with your original national embarrassment tweet, or you really think she's a national embarrassment. But
I know.
I don't understand. I simply do not get it.
Do you get that most of these athletes are kids?
Yes.
They're kids.
And by the way, somebody on one of the cable news programs, and I know we got to get to the bottom of the hour so we can get a COVID update, had a great point. When I played sports as a kid, I wasn't sexually assaulted by the team doctor. She was.
When everyone around that team doctor knew exactly what was going on.
576-7798. 576-7798. Quick break for the news. Your calls, your comments on the other side. Here on Dana and Parks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
'Cause you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work on a smile.
I'm not gonna say spoiler alert anymore because the stories are all over the news. I mean, you would have to
really
go out of your way.
You can't pull up a single website and not see the Olympic results.
I'm just going to read the story.
Yeah.
Suni Lee just accomplished what no one expected 3 days ago, not even herself. This is such a surreal moment, she said. I just feel like I could never have been here ever. It doesn't even feel like real life, aww, the 18-year-old said after winning the most coveted medal in gymnastics. Lee is the first Hmong American to become Olympic all-around champion.
Yep.
Hmong is from Laos. She also extended the United States' 17-year winning streak in the women's all-around competition, a dynasty that seemed in jeopardy this week when the previous Olympic all-around champ Simone Biles announced her withdrawal. But Lee's gold medal historic performance, highlighted by the most difficult, astonishing, uneven bars routine in the world, also capped an immensely difficult journey. She's been marred by injury, lost an aunt and an uncle to COVID, and grappled with a horrific accident that left her father paralyzed.
Yeah, he fell off a ladder. It was just a freak accident back in 2019 and is paralyzed, I think, from the chest down. And her father, John, built her a balance beam when she was a little girl when they couldn't afford one. He's the one that got her started on that journey. And there's a really sweet video of the crowd reacting. You have to remember, their parents aren't there. Families are not there to cheer on these athletes. And you see them in this room, and they just erupt in laughter and cheers and tears.
Well, and they had a little special with her last night and her dad about that balance beam and about the whole story. And it was a tearjerker.
Do you know what happened? Have they ever said in 2019 what happened? I mean, I just read it was a freak accident. He fell off a ladder. I don't know if there's anything more to it than that, but they have been through a lot, and I couldn't be more happy for her.
Apparently, I mispronounced the word Hmong. Somebody writes, the H is silent, you dumb F word. Man, the heat's getting to people out here, ain't it?
Welcome back.
Sorry. Sheesh. I just wrote back, need a Snickers?
LOL, yup.
Jeez Louise, yep. Man. All right, so Simone Biles has withdrawn from another competition today, but her sponsors, and I think rightly so, are sticking with her. First of all, if they had backed out, can you imagine?
Yeah, we're going to set this one out. Can you imagine Visa going, we're going to set this one out?
We're going to set it out too there then, Captain.
Wow.
Jim in Topeka. You know what, Jim? You're going to find this hard to believe, but in the isolation of New Hampshire, I actually missed you.
My condolences on that. Your standards are way too low.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Jim.
Simone Biles, the first time I ever saw her take the floor to do any routine, she had my respect from the way that she carried herself onto the floor before I ever saw her do any routine, any exercise. And she's had my respect with that and carried that up until now. And I really think we've done a disservice to her. We've done a disservice to allowing the story to go in directions that it shouldn't be going. Because all we're left with is an excuse to have could have been, I'm having a bad hair day and I don't want to. And I really hope and I really pray that we get to the story of just what really was bothering her. And that would help a lot of us in our judgmental phase of what's happening.
Sure.
Because she really does and really did deserve and has had my respect for all those years.
Okay.
So I'm close to the unmentionable, but I really want it to be something else. I really want there to be some meat to the story to where that there's something I can do besides a bad hair day. Take care, my friend.
All right, Jim. Be good, my friend. Always good to hear your voice.
But see, I would also say, and I understand we all have this need to know because we think they owe us something.
Why?
Which gets into my earlier question. It drives me crazy.
Why do we get so wrapped up in the athlete that when they pull out of a competition, even though, yes, they represent the United States at the games, we feel as if they've committed a personal affront.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
How dare you step aside and not represent me?
And I would ask anyone who criticizes Simone Biles, if you're so into gymnastics and what all of this means and what this means for the United States, name another gymnast on that team.
I can't.
Prior to knowing the name Lee, because she is on every front page of every website and newspaper today. Outside of that name, which you've probably just heard in the last 2 weeks, name another one. And I bet you 99.9% of the people criticizing Simone Biles, including that ding dong in Texas, couldn't name one if you gave them $1 million.
No.
somebody just now on the text line saying that she wasted a spot on that team.
No, they have alternate. They have they bring alternates with it. And there was somebody else down the text line earlier about 10, 15 minutes ago who said she should have stepped aside and let somebody else take her place. That's exactly what she did.
Right, and they won.
They take alternates with them, and when she steps down, someone else gets moved in.
And to the naysayers who will say she took someone's slot,
that's not true.
The counter to that argument is they never would have been there or gotten this far without her.
That's right. Here's the other thing I thought about earlier in this discussion. We've had conversations before on this show about mental health.
Yeah.
And I've lost track of how many times we've said the day is coming when mental health is treated like physical health. That just because it's in your brain and you can't see it.
Yeah, and everyone says they want that.
Yeah, they want that.
Until Simone Biles backs out.
What this shows me is how much farther we still have to go.
Amen.
When, oh, you're having a bad day, Simone, so you're going to back out? Well, screw you!
Yeah. Someone wrote the other day, would you be able to do that if you were giving a multi-million dollar presentation in your company and you just woke up and said, I don't feel like it?
I don't know. I wasn't sexually assaulted by the boss either.
Right. As a child.
Right.
And then asked about it every time that you're in front of a camera.
I haven't lived under a microscope since I was 12 years old.
Right.
Anyway.
People have very strong feelings.
So here we go. 30-33. What if Patrick Mahomes sat out the Super Bowl because he felt like the weight was all on his shoulders? Let me tell you something. I actually believe... That's a good question. I actually believe that if Patrick Mahomes got down to, say, Tampa, whatever, and said, I am going through hell right now inside. I am going through hell. I think Kansas City would understand. I really believe
you
that.
You have lost your mind.
I think they love that guy so much, they'd be like, what can we do to help?
And I think there would be those who say, I'm sorry, how much are we paying him?
Right, fair point.
Get out there and throw the football.
And you're not.
And look the other direction when you do it.
And you're not paying
that's
him
amazing.
Anything. Yeah, get out there and do it because you're amazing. Oh, do you feel a little down today, Pat? I don't care!
Eat a Whataburger. Shut up. Throw the football. You know that that's what people would say.
There would be some.
Now, I think we would be, he's kind of like your mother. People think they can criticize. But if you're from another team or another city, don't you dare
fair point.
Criticize Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, this was the one story I kept reading about when we did get internet coverage or when we did get internet was this whole controversy about Simone Biles. And man, how quickly America has turned on her. Not all of you, of course, some of you. Why?
And a girlfriend of mine just tweeted, and this is so true. What Simone does is so dangerous. At that level, you cannot afford not to trust yourself. Remember she said she got the twisties?
Yeah.
You can't afford not to trust that.
Says 4948, athletes want us involved in their lives until they don't. I don't know about that. Do you really think Simone Biles wants to do these interviews? Do you think she wants... you involved in her life.
Why do we find players in the NFL or Major League Baseball when they refuse to do the media interview?
Because we want to be involved in theirs.
Right.
Not they want us in theirs. It's the other way around. We want to feel a connection with the athlete. The athlete, I would argue, in more cases than not, does not want to feel that connection with us. They want to go out and play their game, do their sport, whatever it is.
Now, granted, it wasn't the Olympics, but the text line brought up Ben Zobrist as another athlete who walked away, and we all now know what he's been dealing with.
Yeah, he was going through hell.
Literally.
He was married to Satan, maybe. I don't know. Pretty close. Anyway, yeah, thank you, Texter. Simone doesn't owe us a damn thing. She's a grown woman who said her head wasn't in the game. Yeah. How many of us go to work every day and we're just not feeling it, so we just go home sick?
Today.
A broken mind is the same as a broken arm or leg.
I texted Sam yesterday, and I go, I don't think I can do it. And then I texted you today. What did I say? I don't think I can do it. I'm having a day. And you said, get your ass into work.
That's not what I said. That is not what I said.
Expletives, can all caps.
Can I just have a bad day?
Exclamation
but
points.
But see, the text line is right, though, Dana. The mental health thing, this is where it gets confusing, I think, for a lot of people. What Simone Biles is going through, I would presume, I don't know, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not her psychiatrist. It's not, she didn't just wake up in Tokyo this morning and say,
I'm having
a bad day.
No, this is much deeper and much darker than that.
Right. It is more than just, well, you know, I'm Simone Biles, I'm on the cover of Wheaties, I'm worth millions of dollars.
This
I'm just
is not,
feeling
I would
it
prefer to go back to bed and put the covers over my head because I, you know, I'm just kind of feeling, blech.
This is, I'm in hell.
Yeah, this is deep.
It's not the same thing.
And no one wants to be an athlete more than the athlete.
That's right. They're not doing it for the accolade. They're doing it for the medal. They want the medal. And I understand that. That's fine. 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright, 576-7798.
It's going to be hot, and you're going to need a pool.
Not if this ever-changing world.
I love this meme I just found on Facebook. Facebook friend of mine named Kathy just shared this meme. It's a picture of Simone Biles, and she's obviously getting ready to compete. She's got her leotard on, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And it just says, Simone doesn't O-U-S. Good.
Did any of you happen to catch just one shred of the synchronized diving last night?
I saw still pictures of it.
Oh, I'm obsessed. Can you imagine how hard it would be if I said to you and Sam, you have to just walk down the hallway. Just walk down the hallway exactly the same way. Every finger, every toe, every stride has to be exactly correct. You would say I'm crazy.
That's more difficult for me than Scott.
Yeah, it's way more difficult.
I'm lower to the ground.
Right. You watched the synchronized diving last night, and they go one, two, three, and then they go like 1,000 times flipping around in the air, and they land at the exact same time in the water, and then the judges go, well, now that's going to cost them a deduction. And I'm like, what do you mean?
What did it sound like?
That's going to cost them a deduction.
That is.
They do whisper in the diving.
Do.
It's not golf, and they're underwater
I
at the moment.
That is really disappointing. Like, what do you mean he just did 96 flips at the same time?
Steven, South Kansas City, what up?
I believe you guys just nailed it on the head with the Simone Biles thing. I think people are upset because this didn't just happen. She knew that she was struggling with this and still took the spot to represent our country in the World Olympics when somebody else who may have been able to do the job could have done the job.
But they do take alternates with them.
I understand that, but she wouldn't be there in the first place. And then
he's saying she should have bowed out like 4 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Correct. And she could have already been in 4 weeks of therapy to prepare herself for next year or the next Olympics.
Yes, but can you imagine, Stephen, having that kind of weight on your shoulders where you know you are the go-to and you are expected to represent your country, you're expected to show up, you're expected to do well. And in the back of her mind, she wasn't probably feeling right. But you think, I'm Simone Biles. I've got to go compete. That's what I do. That's what they're expecting me to do.
I understand that. But if you can't compete at the level you're expected, the right thing would be to back away before you go to the Olympics.
Let me ask you this, though. Why do we take this so personally? Is almost, and I think I'm hearing this a little bit in your tone, if not in yours, I'm certainly hearing it on the text line with people saying she's a quitter, she shouldn't have started to compete if she wasn't in her right mind. Once she started, she should suck it up and get the job done. Why do we take this so personally?
Because I feel like as a patriot, she is representing our country. I think that she has done it poorly now.
What do you mean as a patriot? She's not going into combat. She's doing gymnastics.
You would not believe how many times I have heard this comparison between Simone Biles wearing a leotard with red, white, and blue sparklies on it and military service, Scott.
What do you mean patriot?
She is. I'm a patriot. I love my country. I want my country to be represented by the best of the best.
Well, she is the best.
Not if she's not in her right mind and cannot compete. That is not the best of the best.
Stephen, with respect, you don't think you're taking this just a little too personally?
I don't believe so. I believe that the World Olympics is showing off the best that we have. And if you're not in your right mind, that's not the best that we have. And that's representing our country poorly, I believe. I don't hold anything against her for it. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I can see why people would feel that.
It almost sounds like you're questioning her patriotism.
That's not true either.
Well, you said I'm a patriot.
Her decision making.
Okay.
I said as a patriot.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I would just argue, without going down the rabbit hole that this would create, if you really want to line up how America has represented itself poorly, there are about 1,000 other examples.
Fair point.
On the news 24/7 over this last 4 years.
David in Kansas City. Hello, David.
Well, after that one, I actually have something to add on, but I think it's less about her in general, and I think it's more just about the climate of how things are and what certain people are sick with. I'm sorry. I don't personally have a problem with it. It's going to reflect on her. It's not going to reflect on me. But, you know, I mean, you've got everybody trying to bring, like, possums as emotional support animals and stuff. We hear so much about people whining and complaining and feelings and stuff like that, that when somebody does that on a world stage, it just bothers them. They're sick of it. I don't think it's necessarily against her in particular, and they're going about complaining about it the wrong way by attacking, you know, a 20-something.
Right.
Instead of understanding that, yeah, you may be sick of it, but at the end of the day, whatever sponsor she wants in the future, she's going to have to answer for that, sure. Not us.
David, thank you for the call. And a girlfriend of mine just sent me a Simone Biles decision tree. Are you allowed to criticize Simone Biles? Question number one, are you a gymnast?
No.
It goes through all of these examples and it just leads to the box that says, shut the blank up. The very last question is, are you Simone Biles? Yes, I literally am Simone Biles. You are the only person on earth who is allowed to criticize you. But go easy on yourself, girl. You did what you had to do.
News is next here on Dana and Park.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.